Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Three trends that are working against Democrats. There are three things we isolate. And also, we take a little interlude in the middle of this episode to highlight Nebraska. That's right. An incredibly important, somewhat obscure path to the presidency that Nebraska could fix. What if I told you that Nebraska could deliver a single electoral vote to Trump in the next couple of weeks? It's completely in their hands. Let's do it. Let's act. You will hear a lot of phone numbers that are discussed here on the program. Let me tell you the one that if you want to contact Governor Pillen of Nebraska, and you got to listen to this episode, you'll hear it's 402-471-2244. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And as always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I was up early this morning, and I record Morning Joe every morning on MSNBC. And I go through the propaganda and the Pravda that they're pushing. They say Joe Biden leads Donald Trump in latest poll. Now, that's a national poll. That is a national poll. And it's showing that Joe Biden is up Donald Trump. And it continues to show Joe Biden thinks he can win the state of Florida. Now, that would really be something. I don't think that is at all in play at all. See, the Democrats are playing propaganda very hard right now. Because there are three things that we are going to go through, three things in particular that are developing in the last couple of days that are not good for the Democrats. Now, when you go state by state, Donald Trump still enjoys a comfortable lead in Arizona, in Georgia. It's all going to come down to that blue wall. It's all going to come down. And Joe Biden is smart to signal that, oh, Florida might be in play. All of a sudden, it makes the Trump campaign second guess itself. Don't second guess Florida. Florida's going to be fine. And by the way, that's all the more reason for us to try to heal our divide with the DeSantis people. I know some of you might not want to hear it, but we got to bring DeSantis back in. DeSantis won by 20 points. He won by nearly a million votes. We got to bring DeSantis back in. Got to bring him back into the fold. Got to do it. We got to make sure Florida is locked down, solid. We have to unify the party. The problem and the issue and the enemy are the Democrats. There are three things that are unfolding that are big concerns for the Democrats. One, two, three. And we call balls and strikes here. We talk about how the Democrats are raising a lot of money. We talk about how the Democrats control the entire media apparatus, how the machinery of the channels of communication are controlled by Joe Biden and his allies. There are three things that we have to talk about. Number one, breaking news yesterday. And we have been at the tip of the spear. We have been ahead of the curve following this. RFK Jr. qualifies for Battleground North Carolina's general election ballot. We have been one of the few shows that has been looking at RFK and looking at RFK. And this is just another reason why you should stop watching cable television. Again, the only reason I watch cable TV is to see what they're talking about, kind of get some response, get some flavor. And then we do the real work here. We get into the trenches here. We get into the weeds here. For months, the chattering class of the Mockingbird media have been telling us it is Trump v. Biden, Trump v. Biden, Trump v. Biden. And we said, no, it's Trump v. Biden v. RFK v. Cornell's West v. Stein. There are third-party candidates where in 2020, there were no third-party candidates. It was 1v1, Trump versus Biden. In 2016, there were six candidates on the ballot. There will be several other candidates and options, third-party candidates, this election cycle. RFK is pulling significantly more from Joe Biden than he is from Donald Trump. Depending on what poll you look at, RFK is between 10 to 15%. Somewhere between the two. Remember, last election, it was about 46,000 votes. Should I say 46,000 ballots that determined the president of the United States. RFK running an election. Now with a far left wing MSNBC host as his vice president, and he's a Massachusetts liberal, running as a Democrat light could jeopardize Joe Biden waltzing and walking into another term. In fact, Joe Biden is so worried about RFK, they are launching lawsuits. That's right, the party of democracy, they are launching lawsuits to try to prevent RFK from getting on the ballot. RFK pulls a little from Trump too. I'd say that about 1 out of 10 of the people in this audience are voting for RFK. I'd say about 10% of this audience are RFK voters. I hope that changes. I hope that if you watch this program, we're able to bring you back into the Trump column. RFK, even at his address with Nicole Shanahan, says, and we need secure borders. And half the room was silent, half the room cheered. You can see that he's trying to weave this coalition together. It's not going to work. RFK has ambitions of one day being the Democrat nominee and being the president of the United States. He wants to try to build up his independent bona fides. And RFK is looking, in my personal opinion, as an opportunity to build a multiple cycle movement and to become the Democrat leader in 2028, a coalition builder to bring back the Democrats to a more centrist, to a more liberal perspective. RFK Jr. qualifies for battleground North Carolina's general election ballot. He has a plan to be on every single ballot in every single state across the country. Play cut 24.
And yet to be president of the United States, if you have to be on the ballot in enough states to be able to win the Electoral College. You're not right now.
Yeah, and I will be.
You believe you will be? I know I will be.
100%. I'm going to be on the ballot in every state in the District of Columbia. And I've said this from the beginning, and we're already well on our way there. I think within eight weeks, we're going to probably be on another 19 states.
RFK Jr. being on the ballot. Quote, Kennedy Shanahan will be on the ballot in all 50 states. Kennedy's campaign secretary, press secretary, Stephanie Spear wrote Monday. Quote, we have the field teams, volunteers, legal teams, paid circulators, supporters, and strategists ready to get the job done. This is bad news for the Democrats. You see, the Democrats, they don't like choices. The party of democracy, they want complete control over anyone that might be center left in this country. They don't want free thinkers or independent minded. And this is terrifying them. This is the first thing. The rise and the consolidation of RFK is going to have a 1992 Ross Perot style impact and effect. And there's no slowing it down absent them just taking RFK out. And RFK needs Secret Service protection. Let me say that again. RFK needs Secret Service protection. You might say, well, Charlie, how could you say something like this? Well, if there's anybody that has a good argument about political assassinations, it would be the Kennedy family. They're no stranger to being taken out. And all it takes is for one lunatic Democrat that thinks RFK is getting in the way of Trump coming and he's a soft target. What is our government doing to ensure that RFK is protected? And right now, nothing. It has been rejected 3 times. RFK has to pay for his own security, and I hope he continues to pay for his own security. According to polling, when RFK is introduced into the equation, when he is introduced into the formula, Donald Trump does much better. And we've been warning about this for a couple months, not just warning, but saying this is bubbling up. This is coming to the surface. And Democrats are finally looking at the horizon. They said, wow, we indicted Trump. We thought we'd have a bitter primary. We thought that we'd be able to create acrimony amongst all the ranks. And RFK now getting on the North Carolina ballot is massive. RFK will get 8 to 10% in North Carolina. Donald Trump will max out his base. This allows some comfort for Donald Trump to be able to focus on the industrial Rust Belt. And I'll tell you, there is one state in particular that RFK can shock the world, and that is Wisconsin. This is a four-alarm fire. You're going to hear it first. They are going to come after RFK with everything that they have, but they kind of already have. RFK and Trump are very similar in that way. They have been smeared. They've been slandered. They've been attacked so much, and they just don't care. NBCNews.com. Democrats prepare to go to war against third-party candidates. After a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, not takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. And that heat locks in juices and flavors and grills your food faster. A veteran-owned, multi-generational family business, each Solaire grill is made in America out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It may be the last grill you'll ever need to buy. It's an incredible product. Visit besthotgrill.com, that is besthotgrill.com, for their free guide on how to choose the right infrared grill for apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas. That is besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That is besthotgrill.com. All right, there are three things happening that are not helping the Democrats. Before I continue on that, though, I have to rant and I have to give you all an action item. This is totally fixable. The Democrats would never do something as silly and as foolish as what the people of Nebraska have done. Not the people, but the elected leaders, the politicians. So I spend time, again, not the people, I want to rephrase this. Let's say the political class of Nebraska, the people are probably in favor of this. So I spend time at 270towin.com. That is 270towin.com. And you can go through all the different combinations of who is going to become the next president of the United States. Whoever gets the 270 electoral votes becomes president. And there is one path forward that we've talked about. You win Arizona, you win Georgia, you win North Carolina, you win Ohio, you win Iowa, you win Florida, and then you win one of the blue wall states, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania. But there is another path, and that path involves the state of Nebraska. Now, many years ago, Nebraska decided to do this goofy thing, and this thing needs to change. It can change. There is still time left on the clock to change this, where Nebraska decided to appropriate their electoral votes based on congressional district, not winner take all. So, for example, whoever gets the most votes in the state of Texas, you get all of the electoral votes in the state of Texas. But in Nebraska, it goes by electoral district. It goes by congressional district. So there is a tilt liberal congressional district in Omaha, Nebraska, right on the Iowa border in the north, in the eastern part of Nebraska that Joe Biden actually won an electoral vote from in 2020. Obama won an electoral vote in 2008. Now, this is totally fixable. Every state can determine how they are going to appropriate their electoral votes. The legislature meets, the governor signs it, done, end of story. What if I told you that if Donald Trump were to win Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and none of the blue wall states, and sweep Nebraska, it would result in a 269-269 tie, effectively sending it to the House of Representatives. Every state gets one vote. We control more states, and Donald Trump is president. Nebraska, you have the opportunity and ability to fix this once and for all. Right now, the Nebraska legislature is still in session for two more weeks. Now, the governor, Governor Pillen is his name, has opposed this. Governor Pillen wants to give Joe Biden more political power. Governor Pillen has refused and opposed the conservative grassroots in Nebraska. Governor Pillen is allegedly a Republican. There has been a massive push by the grassroots to get this fixed, to change Nebraska from by congressional district to winner take all. So the we need every single Nebraska Patriot, and heck, any Patriot around the country, to contact Governor Pillen's office and to demand that this Republican conservative governor of the great state of Nebraska gets their act into gear and fixes this. This is not hard. This is not some sort of complex legislative debate. It's, do you want Nebraska to appropriate their electoral votes the way that Tennessee does, the way that Kentucky does, the way that Florida does, the way that California does? Only Nebraska and Maine do it this way. And it's actually very damaging in certain ways. It's damaging because when you have all these other states that are winner-take-all and you have a particular path where the will of the state of Nebraska want to go one way, and you carve out this liberal district of Omaha where you have Creighton University, where you have a lot of left-wingers in downtown Omaha, and somehow they say, well, now, because of this, Joe Biden could get one extra electoral vote. Now, do I want to really get you fired up? If they do not fix this in Nebraska, and Donald Trump wins Nevada, and he wins Arizona, and he wins Georgia, and he wins Ohio, and he wins Iowa, and he wins Florida, Joe Biden becomes president by one electoral vote. Nebraska, you have the opportunity to stop this regime potentially and expand and open up the electoral math. But currently, Governor Pillen, the governor of Nebraska, has opposed this for whatever reason. Maybe he's very sympathetic to Joe Biden. What is the argument, Governor Pillen? You can come on this program. We need to play offense against this, on this, and we need the entire Nebraska legislature to act. The bill already exists, by the way. The bill is not some sort of abstract concept that I came up with. It's LB 764. That is Legislative Bill 764. You can contact the governor. We'll put his phone number up. We're the office of the governor, Governor Pillen. Call the phone number. It's 402-471-2244. Preferably, you're from Nebraska. I mean, a bunch of people from across the country could start calling the Nebraska governor. But call your legislator, be polite. Nebraska, why have you not fixed this? We need a grassroots movement to get this completed. Hey there, investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not so great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, invest with Noble Gold Investments. Their precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. Colin Plume runs Noble Gold Investments. We've had him on the show before. He's awesome. I love hanging out with him. He's terrific. I can vouch for his integrity and for his knowledge about gold and silver. In fact, I have my silver right next to me right here. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. I have vetted them top to bottom. In fact, I know a billionaire that just made a very big purchase of gold from Noble Gold Investments. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin at each qualifying IRA investment. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Okay, everybody, we're not going to let go of this thing in Nebraska. This is national implications. By the way, I've known about this for a couple months, and Blake, to his credit, said, hey, where does this thing stand? Again, this is not hard. You go to 272win.com. You guys can come up with any combination of states you want. I really wonder if our side wants to win. I don't know if Governor Pillen wants to win. If he demanded, I'm going to do my best to get President Trump on this. President Trump should go do a rally in Nebraska and demand it be changed. If he did that, this thing would get changed in a second. I want to get to the other two things that are not going well for the Democrats. But hey, we could add a fourth thing for the Democrats. This would make the Democrats' math harder. What if I told you that in one of the reddest states in the country, with a red legislature, with a Republican governor, we have an opportunity to deliver, not a death blow, but to go after the Democrats hard? Why wouldn't we do that? Because our side is not serious about winning. Our side is too busy twiddling their thumbs. And I don't sit idly by. Well, it's time to get in the arena. So let me repeat this. Nebraska appropriates their electoral votes based on congressional district. not based on winner-take-all of the state. Because of that, if Joe Biden were to win the Omaha congressional district again, it is conceivable that Donald Trump not win in any one of the blue wall states would lose to Joe Biden by one electoral vote. This is a backup plan that allows us, if there is a Sun Belt revolution, because the Sun Belt is getting hammered by mass migration and inflation, that if we win Nevada, and we win Arizona, and we win Georgia, we win Ohio, we win Florida, and win Iowa, all of a sudden, you can lose all of the blue wall, and you could tie and go to the House of Representatives, and Donald Trump can become president, and North Carolina. But the Republicans in Nebraska, they seem uninterested in this. The RNC has not done anything on this, obviously, with Ronna McRomney, because I think she wanted us to lose. So now it's time for us to get into the arena. It's very simple. The legislature of Nebraska have 2 weeks left in session. 2 weeks left in session. I'm going to obsess about this. I'm going to fly out to Nebraska if I have to. I got enough stuff going on. If I go out to Nebraska, we do a rally, I bet we could get a lot of people there. This is the whole ballgame here. You're trying to tell me that I could win you an electoral vote. The work that can be done in the next 2 weeks can guarantee you that we win an electoral vote. That's probably important. So let's think about this. What needs to get done? It's not like a new bill needs to get introduced. According to NebraskaLegislature.gov, Senator Lauren Lippincott, looks like a great American with a bright red tie, has this piece of legislation. It is LB 764. Now, the governor of Nebraska, Governor Pillen, he feels like a controlled opposition guy. I hope he does the right thing. Governor Pillen, if you do this, we'll celebrate you as a hero. Can anyone point to me in the next 2 weeks something that you can do, that we can do as a movement, that can guarantee you an electoral vote? Anybody, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Anything that can be done in the next 2 weeks that can guarantee you another electoral vote. Well, this is one of those things. So it's super simple. It's saying that Nebraska will now appropriate electoral votes on winner-take-all of the entire state, not based on congressional district. This won't cost millions of dollars. This won't be this massive multi-billion dollar operation. This doesn't have require a single ballot chaser. This only is Nebraska. And the legislature is still in session. All they have to do is come out and say, we are now going to do our electoral votes like every other state does except Maine. Boom, winner take all. I just won Donald Trump, or we just won Donald Trump an extra electoral vote. There is no better use of time. So the phone number to call Governor Pillen's office, and again, be respectful, especially if you're not from Nebraska. They're not going to be thrilled that you're calling if you're not from Nebraska. So please, Nebraskans, get priority here. If you're not from Nebraska, I'm not even sure it's a good idea if you call. But if you're in Nebraska, call 402-471-2244. This is not hard. To my knowledge, not a single major voice in the media or organization in the country is focusing on how we can win another electoral vote in the next 2 weeks. Nebraska is filled with patriots. Let's get this done. We talk about how the kind of weedsy stuff is going away from the Democrats. RFK on the ballot. I have two other things to isolate here. What if I told you we could make their math shakier in one of the reddest states with a Republican governor? Because Donald Trump will win the state of Nebraska as far as a winner-take-all perspective. It's just he might not win the Omaha district, the Don Bacon district. Give me an idea. That's Don Bacon's congressional seat. Andrew is confident Nevada is going Trump. Therefore, if Nevada goes Trump, you could all of a sudden de-emphasize the blue wall. Joe Biden knows this. Is Joe Biden lobbying in Nebraska quietly to make sure this doesn't happen? I bet they are. I bet the Democrats are quietly lobbying in Nebraska because they know that if Nebraska patriots fix this, because they're smart and our side is not. So let's fix it. I'm going to make a lot of noise about this. I'm going to text Laura Trump. I'm going to text Mr. Watley. I'm going to make a lot of noise about this because I want to win. So help us now. Call Nebraska. Call Mr. Pillen. And let's make some noise. No, I mean, we're trying to save the country here. We're trying to save the civilization. Gloves are off. 402-471-2244. Let's bring this thing back from the dead. Let's make this thing alive. Let's resurrect this bill. I want to read the state party chair because some of you guys might say, oh, you know, there's no chance here. Let me read to you from the state party chair. Question, is it impossible now to change the Electoral College to statewide? Answer, no. We've got 10 days in the session and the bill sitting there that would do it. I don't have the leverage to force that conversation, even though I've tried dozens of times. Well, we're really good at making things, let's just say, go viral. If there's one talent we have on this program, you guys, the audience, we are the driving force. I'm going to get Bannon on this. I want to go on Bannon's show tomorrow. Let's get that booked if he'll have me. I want to go on Bannon's show. I want to talk about this. We have to raise the intensity on this. 402-471-2244. It is the only thing that I am aware of that can guarantee us a new electoral vote in the next 2 weeks. They have 10 days left in the legislature. 10 days. So let's mountain up. Let's get this thing going here. Boy, we're getting lots of emails right now. freedom@charliekirk.com, including from Fanshawn, who I know. She's a great person, great American. See, the links, I think they're sending out the links to all the Nebraska Patriots. We have your back, Nebraska. Just so happens, Nebraska, you guys are right in the middle here of something important. Of all the different things on the horizon, what else can you possibly do to guarantee another electoral vote? You say, oh, you know, we're 200, well, how many? We like 280 days out from the election, 240 days out. We're a long ways out from the election. Oh, you know, poll up, poll down. MSNBC, they're talking about like white Jesus this morning. I kid you not. They have some lunatic talking about how, you know, Jesus wasn't white or whatever. Okay, it completely irrelevant. Let's try to take an electoral vote, guys. Nothing illegitimate, nothing bad. We're talking about changing the laws so that it reflects the will of the entire state. No different than Illinois, Indiana, or New Jersey. We're not talking about some sort of goofy thing here. The state party chair says this, that, I don't know if I want to read that on air. They have 33 or 40 of 49 lawmakers. They only need 25 votes. But the governor is the one that is standing in the way. Look, I need another rally like a hole in the head. But I'm not going to let this thing go down. I think we should go to Nebraska. I think we need to go to Nebraska. I think we need to do something here. I think we need to really draw attention to this. What do you guys think? Again, I need to go. I live in Arizona. I got 900 different things going on here trying to hire ballot chasers. But I don't see anybody else all of a sudden saying, huh, how do we win electoral votes? You got 10 days left. State party chair says it can get done. What if this audience is able to get another electoral vote? Wouldn't that just be monumental? It'd be amazing. And Nebraska is filled with wholesome, patriotic people. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Again, there is no other way where you can guarantee another electoral vote for Trump in the next 2 weeks. No other way. Things are not going well for the Democrats. We're going to go through the next two items here. Let's add four to it. And I got to be very honest with you. I'm a little bitter about this. This shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't take a 30-year-old talk show host and organizer who lives in Arizona to have to fly out to Nebraska. But you know what? Let's just get it done. Enough complaining. Republicans hate losing power. Republicans just love losing. We've had 4 years. So if I have to go to Nebraska and to organize the troops and to get things together and to make a rally on the steps of the legislature, then so be it. Let's do it. If that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do. And all of my Nebraska patriots that are emailing me, you better get the word out. Say, hey, the beast is awakening. This is the most important thing I can think of outside of Donald Trump's trials right now, which are show trials. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Very rarely are you given an opportunity in a red state, 9 months out from an election, where I can guarantee you an electoral vote. All right, so Tyler and the team, we're planning something in Nebraska. We're going to keep you guys updated on that. I do want to get to these other two things because it's too good, and I promised it. Okay, the second thing, Democrats are losing young men in droves. James Carville, who is one of the smooth-talking Southerners, who I think might have had a little too much bourbon because he's been letting these fly. He's one of the wiser guys in the Democrat Party because he lets them have it. Play cut 28.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever younger, I don't know, like younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
Leaving in the droves. James Carville continues saying the messaging is too feminine. Play cut 32.
Upset a lot of people, at least with the way you put it. It's almost like you, I didn't tell you I was going to ask this. It's almost like you knew. Here's the quote, recent to the New York Times. A suspicion of mine, James Carville, quote, is there's too many, quote, preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message you went on to say is, quote, too feminine.
It comes across, if you listen to MSNBC or you listen to NPR, I'm sorry, that is what you hear. And there is this whole thing about you. You see that in focus groups, particularly with young males of color. They always try and tell me what to do. I just want to go home. You know, I work 8 hours a day, you know, at the tire store, and I want to drink beer and watch football.
Young men are leaving the Democrat Party in record numbers. We could go into detail as to why that is. So the first thing not going well for the Democrats, number one, RFK ballot access. Number two, the young muscular class, the men of this country are saying no more. And we're going to try to pour gasoline on that fire. We're going to Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow. We are keeping the pressure on. And the final thing, which deserves to be emphasized, we're not a foreign policy show. We talk about foreign policy, I'd say one out of every 30 or 40 shows. But yesterday was a very consequential day. And that was Pramila Jayapal comes out and says that the Gaza war is breaking our coalition. Israel bombed some Iranian embassy yesterday. That is escalating. It is not getting away. Play cut 29.
This particular issue on Gaza is breaking our coalition. We need that fragile coalition to come back together. But this is a moral issue for people. And so there's not a lot of time to fix it. The worse it gets in Gaza, the harder it gets to bring people back in.
The Gaza issue is breaking the Democrat Party. And then to kind of finish how we spent the most time on this hour. So we have the RFK ballot access. We have young men. We have the Israel issue. And then what if I told you we could consolidate all of the supporters in Nebraska, all the patriots, fix that and go winner take all. By the way, we just sent out a tweet on this thing. It is as hot as a pistol right now. This is not hard. There is a bill in the legislature. LB 764. I'm going to write that down. LB 764. Let's get it done. Let's get it passed. The governor would be a hero. Governor Pillen, you will be a hero. We will celebrate you. All right. Saddle up. You'll be hearing from us. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.